Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live. It's Anna Daly in for Andrea today, and we are going to talk about kayaking. If you've ever wondered what it's like to kayak through the heart of Dublin, you may not, but you might want to listen up to this because it's quite different. Joining us today is Jonathan O'Brien from Dublin City Kayaking to talk about paddling the Liffey and why more people are taking to the water in Dublin's city centre. Good afternoon to you, Jonathan.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for having me in.
Thanks for coming in to us. I'm very interested in this because I was chatting to Pat Kenny in the run-up to this show, and I actually used this item as, you know, one of the items that we're talking about today in the coming up chat, because I wouldn't necessarily think of the Liffey in Dublin as somewhere, you know, that would excite me for water sports or enjoying the water. We think of West Cork, we think of Glendalough, Blessington, Muckross Lake. The Liffey. And it's all going off down there, isn't it?
Sure, why not?
Why not? Okay, tell us, how did Dublin City Kayaking happen? Where did it start?
It originally started when the tall ships came into Dublin in 2012. The tall ships races are in. I had with a friend had looked at doing stuff down there before. The tall ships were in, and there was an opportunity to set something up. So we approached both the tall ships and the city council, which was the Docklands Development Authority at the time.
Yeah.
And got the nod to go in for the tall ships races to provide kayaking during the activities down
Brilliant.
There. And then when it ended, we kind of proved ourselves down there to both the authorities and to the harbour master and the port and everybody
else. They started to trust you, did they?
Yeah, we developed a relationship with them pretty quick, and
yeah,
I think we moved on from there. So that was in 2012, and it was a slow starter. I think what you're saying there a minute ago about why not the Liffey, it took us a long time to realise that was the actual attitude of Dubliners. Initially, we didn't have immediate success. It took us quite a while to get Dubliners out, and what it actually took was years of somebody eventually told me to go towards tourism, kind of suggested tourism was on the rise. So we did that, we made a big pivot, we pivoted into tourism, and then after several years of people seeing tourists using the Liffey in the city centre with no legacy hang-ups on the waterway and the songs that we have about how how the river might have been in the past.
The murky waters of.
Yeah, but once tourists start using the water, they kind of normalise it and more locals start coming, and then the big jump would have been COVID.
So it took the tourists for us to notice our own.
Yeah, it took two things.
One river was, running one through was, our own city.
One was we cleaned it up a bit. There was a bit of litter knocking around, so we've put in a fairly regular litter service now, and that kind of keeps it going. That keeps the surface litter away, which is virtually none now. The plastic bottle scheme last year made a big difference again. That's pushed us the last little bit. So there's very, very little litter in the Liffey, and if it is, it's only in there for a few hours.
Brilliant.
And then the second thing was, the big major thing was normalising its use. There hadn't been nobody in the Liffey on a regular basis since Guinness, is pretty much, as far as I can see. As far as I can see, we're the first people to run that length of the river commercially since Guinness has stopped using it.
Wow.
So it
needed to be made attractive again, I suppose. And
well,
the tall
attractive.
Ships brought people. You knew it was always attractive, but yeah, the rest of us didn't, maybe. Would that be fair?
Yeah, that's true enough. As a waterway, it kind of died away. The quays, I suppose, are in part to the industrial heritage of Dublin Port as it migrated downstream.
Yeah.
And what was left behind was walls that were suitable for ships, but not for people.
Okay.
So for the same reason you see very little wildlife in the city centre, it's the same reason you see very few people. It's very difficult to get in and out of the water.
Okay. So if I am going now, as this journalist did, is it Chloe? It's actually a very funny article she wrote about finding a new hobby. And she went to yourself and she went kayaking with you and she found it very difficult. She also said in the article, your knowledge was incredible. So that's another layer, I suppose, to the kayaking journey, is your guide to Dublin while it's happening.
Yeah, that's what we provide. I suppose there's two types of kayaking companies in the country. There's sports kayaking companies who provide sport, and we very much sit more on using kayak as a vehicle. We provide tourism trips through the city centre for domestic or commercial or international tourists. So we provide no experience necessary, literally no experience necessary. There's two people in each kayak, so even if you're not so good, hopefully the other person in the boat, which you'd be able to
okay
tag along, you can team up and make it a little bit easier. And the boats we use are really stable, so it's extremely unlikely that you'll end up in the water.
So how do you get down to the water, first of all? Steps down?
No, we have a pontoon between the Ha'penny Bridge and O'Connell Bridge there along the boardwalk. So we have river level access to the water. So it's we're very central. We're right in the city centre.
Okay.
And we have access to the water. That's how.
And if I get into a kayak, I'm normally with someone else?
Yeah, well, the kayaks are two, but they're actually three-person kayaks. They're huge.
Oh, they're long.
They're really, really large. They're built for three adults. We use them for two adults, so they're amply sized.
Okay.
I've never seen one go over accident.
And do I need a skill, or do you teach me there?
Not at all. Zero skill necessary. It's zero experience necessary.
Okay.
We give a small briefing beforehand. We teach people how to use the paddle, hold the paddle. Kayaking is pretty intuitive as sports go, particularly water sports. If you give most people a kayak and a paddle and no information and come back in 5 minutes.
I feel like I drift off in the opposite direction.
No, well, there's no drifting. So the water down there, that's part of the reason why there's no experience necessary. The water we use down there is virtually stationary. When we're using it, the tide obviously comes in and out, but we work our way around that. But most people in the world, if you give them a log and a stick and come back in 5 minutes, they'll be doing something that
looks
intuitive.
Like kayaking.
Yeah, it's kayaking's pretty intuitive.
Okay. What age range can do it?
We go from 12 up, but that's just our restriction. I'm sure you can go to sports companies that will do any age all the way down to.
Okay, but yours is 12 and upwards.
We're 12 and up. Yeah, we have very little need to go younger than that. So it's
okay. Silly questions on their way here. I can swim, but I wouldn't be a strong swimmer.
Yep.
So immediately my brain, just bear with me now, goes to I'm out of my depth and I'm slightly panicking, which is why the article that Chloe wrote about the experience with you really resonated with me, because I could feel her fear. You know, straight away you're thinking, I'm out of my depth here. What can go wrong?
Yeah, I suppose, but most fears live in lack of knowledge rather than knowledge.
Yeah.
So the reality is the boats are really super stable. They don't go over. You're wearing a buoyancy aid, which... You couldn't sink in if you
so
tried.
So you're wearing a life jacket?
Oh yeah, of course you're wearing a
buoyancy. Okay, everyone is.
That's the law. You're not allowed on a boat in Ireland under 7 metres.
Okay.
If you're not on any boat in any kind.
Yes.
Unless you're wearing a life jacket. You wear a buoyancy aid, and the kayaks themselves are super stable. So people ending up in the water non-voluntarily is extremely rare.
Okay, so there's people jumping out for the crack.
Even that we disencourage, but the odd stag party might have an incident.
But for the most part, people who don't want to come out of the boat don't.
Listen, people don't fall off the roof of tour buses.
Yeah.
You know, they don't fall out of the kayaks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Tell me about the experience. So you start at one point, and where are you going to and from?
We start from our location there on the boardwalk, and we return to there. Our experience is about 2 hours long.
Oh, lovely.
You'll be
okay.
in the gate and out of the gate in about 2 hours. And we have two products. We do a guided tour through the city centre, which depending on the tide or the wind will either initially head up towards Guinness's direction and then down towards the IFSC or vice versa, just depending on what the conditions on the day are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second product we have is a thing called Music Under the Bridges, which is slowly growing. Or quickly growing. It took a while.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people talking about the Music Under the Bridge.
Yeah,
so tell us how that's happening. What's happening there?
It started many years ago as a good suggestion from one of our staff, Dorinka, if you're listening in, shout out. Initially as a staff day out, and then the staff day out became a regular thing, and then friends wanted to come, and then before we knew it, we were charging people to come along. And basically it's the kayaks are the seats. We use a small powerboat as the stage, and O'Connell Bridge is the venue, or the other bridges are the venues. So
who are the musicians?
We use local, mostly singer-songwriters. Majority of them are local singer-songwriters, the odd poet, rappers, that kind of thing. They're all local. They're all just individuals with guitars usually.
Brilliant.
But not exclusively.
Yeah.
So the brief we give them is to play their own music or covers if they add value to the cover or the cover adds value to the place. So
yeah.
basically what we're looking for is local musicians to play their own music as much as possible.
Gorgeous.
And while I'm not completely against covers, if you want covers, go to Temple Bar, you know.
I know. Yeah. No, I hear you. But it's a different experience.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other experience. So is there a lot of corporate groups doing this?
Lots of corporate groups. Lots of groups generally, like from kids groups up to corporates, stag parties. It's really accessible. We're right in the city centre.
Yeah.
And it's
how much
it's
does it cost?
Low. It's €49 for 2 hour kayaking tour and €59 for the music tour.
What is it about kayaking that you've loved? Like, what has you doing this gig?
I think kayaks are like the boat, the water version of a bicycle. Like, they're extremely low effort, low knowledge, low, what's the word for that? They're extremely accessible. Anybody can do it really quickly.
Yeah.
And they're, as vehicles on the water go, kayaks are, they're pretty handy. They're light and you can go a long way in them.
So. And they're manageable.
They're manageable, yeah. So my thing with kayaking was always just, initially when I was young, it was just easy access to the water that I didn't need an institution to be part of, you know.
Yeah, of course.
I could go borrow one, or I could. That was my initial. But since then, I've sailed and I've gone into other water sports as well. But
okay. And the business is going from strength to strength, obviously. City kayaking?
Yeah, we're going well. We've moved recently up onto the boardwalk where we are. It's taken a long time to change the city, but into actually using the water. But you can see in the last year or two, particularly since COVID, but it's taken a year or two for that traction to take in. There's just more usage, either within the kayaking or outside the kayaking.
Yeah, and you've gotten around the planning obstacles and all that kind of stuff, because no doubt it's not easy to open a shop in Dublin, never mind do a kayaking experience on the main river.
Well,
as he smiles.
I'll leave that one for your next interview.
That's another item altogether,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's another one, yeah. Obviously,
I've got everything
in place. Music Under
the Bridge is the tour name, and the company is Dublin City Kayaking. Is that right, Jonathan?
We're called City Kayaking.
City Kayaking.
Citykayaking.com is where you'll find us.
Brilliant. And Jonathan O'Brien is the man responsible for it. We wish you all the success in the world. Well
done. Thanks for
having
us in, Anna.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
You've made the Liffey attractive to me.
Well, when will we have you out?
We'll be down next week, I promise, with cameras.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.